Ankylosing spondylitis, AS, is a type of inflammatory arthritis that primarily affects the spine, causing chronic pain and stiffness. It's a condition that can be challenging to live with, as it often develops in young adults and progressively worsens over time. However, with the right management strategies, it's possible to maintain a good quality of life and reduce the impact of symptoms. In this episode, we'll explore the physiology of ankylosing spondylitis, discuss how to manage its symptoms, and share anecdotes from famous figures and people I know who have navigated life with this condition. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we dive deep into health topics that affect your life. I'm Bills, and today we're focusing on ankylosing spondylitis, an autoimmune disease that can be both physically and emotionally challenging. Whether you've been diagnosed with AS, know someone who has, or are just curious about the condition, this episode will provide you with insights into managing symptoms and maintaining your quality of life. The physiology of ankylosing spondylitis, what's happening in your body. To understand ankylosing spondylitis, it's important to first understand what's happening in the body. AS is an autoimmune disease, meaning the body's immune system mistakenly attacks its own tissues. In the case of AS, the target is primarily the spine and sacroiliac joints, the joints where the spine meets the pelvis. The inflammation caused by this immune response leads to chronic pain and stiffness, particularly in the lower back and hips. Over time, this inflammation can cause the bones in the spine to fuse together, leading to a loss of flexibility and a hunched posture. This process of bone fusion is known as ankylosis, and it's what gives ankylosing spondylitis its name. The inflammation in AS doesn't just affect the spine. It can also involve other joints, such as the shoulders, knees, and ankles, as well as organs like the eyes and heart. This widespread impact is why AS is considered a systemic disease, meaning it can affect multiple parts of the body. The human impact, stories from famous figures and familiar faces. Ankylosing spondylitis is a condition that doesn't discriminate. It affects people from all walks of life, including well-known public figures who have shared their journeys with the world. One famous example is the British actor Mick Mars, best known as the lead guitarist of the rock band Mötley Crüe. Mick Mars was diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis in his late teens, and the disease has had a significant impact on his life and career. Despite the chronic pain and physical limitations caused by AS, Mars has continued to perform and tour with the band for decades. His perseverance and determination in the face of such a challenging condition have made him an inspiration to many, particularly those living with chronic illnesses. Closer to home, my friend Sarah was diagnosed with AS in her early 30s. For years, she experienced unexplained back pain and stiffness, which she initially attributed to long hours at her desk job. However, as the pain became more severe and began to affect her mobility, Sarah sought medical advice and was eventually diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis. The diagnosis was both a relief and a challenge. While it explained her symptoms, it also meant coming to terms with a lifelong condition. Through physical therapy, medication, and lifestyle adjustments, Sarah has learned to manage her symptoms and maintain an active lifestyle. Managing ankylosing spondylitis, treatment and lifestyle strategies. Managing ankylosing spondylitis typically involves a combination of medication, physical therapy, and lifestyle changes. The goal of treatment is to reduce inflammation, manage pain, and maintain as much flexibility and mobility as possible. Medication. The first line of treatment for AS often includes non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, ESA, to reduce inflammation and relieve pain. In more severe cases, biologic medications, which target specific components of the immune system, may be prescribed to control the disease's progression. These medications can be very effective, but also come with potential side effects, so they're usually prescribed when other treatments haven't provided sufficient relief. Mick Mars has spoken about how managing his AS with a combination of medication and a strict physical therapy regimen has allowed him to continue performing, despite the challenges. The key for him has been finding the right balance between managing pain and maintaining his ability to move and perform. Physical therapy is a crucial component of managing AS. Regular exercise and stretching can help maintain flexibility in the spine and prevent the joints from becoming too stiff. Low-impact exercises, such as swimming and yoga, are particularly beneficial for people with AS, as they allow for movement without putting too much strain on the joints. Sarah found that working with a physical therapist who specialized in AS made a significant difference in her ability to manage the disease. Her therapist developed a personalized exercise plan that focused on maintaining her range of motion and strengthening the muscles that support her spine. Over time, this routine has helped Sarah stay active and reduce the severity of her symptoms. Lifestyle adjustments. Making certain lifestyle adjustments can also help manage AS symptoms. Maintaining good posture is important as it helps prevent the spine from fusing in a hunched position. Sarah, for instance, makes a conscious effort to sit and stand with her back straight and her shoulders back, especially during long periods at her desk. Additionally, a healthy diet can support overall well-being and reduce inflammation. While there isn't a specific diet for AS, some people find that avoiding certain foods, such as those high in sugar or saturated fats, helps reduce their symptoms. Staying hydrated and eating a balanced diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins can also support joint health. Stress management. Stress can exacerbate the symptoms of AS, so finding ways to manage stress is important. Techniques like mindfulness, meditation, and deep breathing can help reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Sarah has incorporated mindfulness into her daily routine, finding that it helps her cope with the mental and emotional challenges of living with a chronic condition. The mental and emotional impact of ankylosing spondylitis. Living with a chronic condition like AS can take a toll on mental and emotional health. The pain, stiffness, and physical limitations can lead to feelings of frustration, anxiety, and even depression. It's important for people with AS to acknowledge these feelings and seek support when needed. Mick Mars has openly discussed the emotional challenges he's faced due to AS, including the impact on his mental health. He's emphasized the importance of staying positive and finding ways to adapt to the physical limitations imposed by the disease. For Mars, music has been both a creative outlet and a source of motivation, helping him push through the pain and stay connected to what he loves. Sarah also experienced a range of emotions after her diagnosis, from relief at finally having an explanation for her symptoms to fear about what the future might hold. She found that connecting with others who have AS, both online and in support groups, provided valuable emotional support and practical advice. Sharing experiences with others who understand the challenges of living with AS has helped Sarah feel less alone and more empowered to manage her condition. Conclusion: living well with ankylosing spondylitis. Ankylosing spondylitis is a challenging condition, but with the right treatment and support, it's possible to live a full and active life. By understanding the physiology of the disease, working closely with healthcare providers, and making lifestyle adjustments, people with AS can manage their symptoms and maintain their quality of life. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and managing ankylosing spondylitis. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, while living with AS can be challenging, it's also an opportunity to discover your strength and resilience. Until next time, take care.